Hello, hello, and welcome to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I am Matt MacArthur.
I'm Drew McDonald.
And we've got a fun one for you today. Fictional bands.
Yeah.
As opposed to fake bands.
Yep.
Which there are a lot of those out there, and we don't need to go. We're all, you know, cool and friendly here, and we don't need to have any salty discussion about fake bands.
And I think it's really appropriate too, after everyone's now back. It's the first week, people are back in school, people are back to work, everyone's back into the, you know, humdrum after having a few weeks off. Well, not everybody, but you know, after a few people have had a few weeks off to kind of relax and forget about what quote unquote real life is like.
Yeah.
And now we're just going to throw you back into the world of imagination a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to note, too, that, you know, fictional bands, in this case, we've chosen fictional bands that are created essentially for a story or for comedic purposes. So, or both.
Or both, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. both, like whether it's in a movie or television or in real life.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's a lot of other bands that are, you could consider fictional, but they're fictional, but they're still bands with record deals and things like that, like the Gorillaz or Gwar or the Aquabats, things like that. I would consider them fictional, but not the same way that this show is tackling fiction.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, and yeah, so it's, you know, our way of, you know, getting you back into, you know, because I'm sure you've had a salty week with the salt crisis.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, it's... It is what it is. It's a very salty situation. It's brought the-
Well, it's not a salty situation. That's a problem for a lot of people in the city. But that's also because, you know, it's not a city that's going to be filled with an overabundance of salt for no reason at all.
For no reason.
For once every 10 years. So there you go.
And meanwhile, the rest of Canada is just like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. Get it together, Vancouver.
Yeah, this is the rest of us have had real winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Real Canadian minus 20 winter.
All right, well...
I'm done my rant now.
There you go, exactly, right? Let's not go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So, I think it's time for us to kind of kick off our little set here, and I didn't tell Matt at all what the first thing I picked was, but it's probably, in my opinion, the best fictional band ever created, and we'll talk about it a little bit after. We're going to play this band, we're going to play another one right afterwards, and we'll have a little chat about the things that we played.
My excitement is audible. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of a wish sandwich? A wish sandwich is the kind of a sandwich where you have two slices of bread and you wish you had some meat. Ball, ball, ball. Here on a hit on a hit of a. Here on a hit on a hit of a. Here on a never, 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 never. The other day, I had a ricochet biscuit. A ricochet biscuit is the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce back off the wall into your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry. Bow, bow, bow. Hey, rada, hey, rada, hey, rada. Hey, mama, hey, rada, hey, rada, hey, rada. 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 The other day, I had a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun. Bow, bow, bow. Here on a hit on a hit of water. I had a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit? Bow, bow,
one of the best fictional bands in film, the Blues Brothers with Rubber Biscuit from Briefcase Full of Blues. And before that, we had Drew surprising the heck out of me right off the top of the show with John Williams and the London Symphony Orchestra plays Cantina Band No. 1, as you will all know from the Star Wars A New Hope original soundtrack.
And for those that don't remember the actual name of the fictional band, it's Figurin Dan and the Modal Nodes.
Ah, that's hilarious because I didn't even, that's super nerdy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
The
Modal Nodes. It's the most like science fiction-y name that's ever existed.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about fictional bands, I think, as well, is that there are a lot of fictional bands that are created, but sometimes good music comes from them as well. And there are a few of them that have even been nominated for awards and things like that as well. So award season is coming up. And although there isn't too much coming out right now that has, I was trying to think of stuff that was current that had fictional bands. In fact, just yesterday I was watching, or 2 days ago, I was watching The Green Room, the Patrick Stewart kind of like horror thriller movie where it's a bunch of punks in a band and they're touring around in their VW bug and siphoning gas to get from city to city to play little gigs for, you know, pocket change essentially. And they end up at this skinhead hall out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And they play a set there to which they're also totally kind of you know, poking fun at the Nazi punks around them, playing some Dead Kennedys, Nazi punks F off, and things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to tell you how the rest of that movie goes, but that's, you know, one I could think of, but I don't even know what the name of that band is, and they don't have any songs. So, but speaking of movies.
What a great story, nonetheless.
I know, right? Just went down the rabbit hole there. Eh. But I have a couple here that were nominated for Academy Awards, Best Song of the Year, if you'll indulge me for a minute, Matt.
Yes, I will.
So the first one is actually one of my favorites, and it's It was nominated 1 year, and this is back when they were nominating like a whole bunch of stuff, so whether or not it deserved it, I don't know. But some of you might remember the movie A Mighty Wind.
Yes. It's
a Christopher Guest movie.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. And it was kind of in the vein of, you know, Spinal Tap as well, and in which they had the Folksmen, who were the three, it was just members of Spinal Tap doing the Kingsmen, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
The Kingston Trio. But one of my favorite parts of it is Mitch and Mickey, Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
So good together.
And they were nominated for this song, and so I just want to play a little bit of this.
Let's throw it down.
This is A Kiss at the End of the Rainbow, Mitch and Mickey.
There we go.
Oh, when the veil of dreams has lifted and the fairy tales have all been told, there's a kiss at the end of the rainbow, more precious than a pot of gold. In tales of ancient glory, every knight and maiden fair shall be joined when the quest is over, and a kiss is the oath that they swear. And when the veil of dreams has lifted and the fairy tales have all been told, there's a kiss at the end of the rainbow, more precious than a pot of gold.
My sweet, my dear, so far away from me, though an ocean of tears divides us, let the bridge of our love span the sea.
For I'm bound to ride that
The Soggy Bottom Boys, with a legendary bluegrass standard there, A Man of Constant Sorrow from the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which I gotta see again. It's been way too long since I've seen it.
It's such a great movie, and I was wrong when I said that both those songs were nominated for Academy Awards.
You were wrong on the radio?
That's awkward.
Don't worry. It's not the first time anybody's been wrong on the radio. Not the last either.
Exactly. But that movie was definitely nominated for Academy Awards, and it's because that song was not written, obviously, for that movie.
Yeah.
Because it's an old standard.
Old standard, yeah. And it's a great soundtrack, too, actually. That whole film's just got great music top to bottom.
Exactly.
And speaking of great music, we will come back with some great music after the break. And we've got some great fictional bands for you. One that was related a little bit to the Mitch and Mickey we played earlier, and some very cartoonish selections to come up ahead. So stay tuned to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition. Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers. Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived a strange race of people, the Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing, but their legacy remains, hewn into the living rock of Stonehenge.
The pipes of time. I will take you there. I will show you how.
The legends themselves, Spinal Tap, Stonehenge. I can't say enough awesomeness about that song. I actually have a little story I gotta just unspool here. So I was in a Battle of the Bands competition. I had a band in high school. I believe we were called the Unpeople, which was a reference to 1984.
Mm-hmm.
We were so clever. So clever.
Of which that song came out in 1984, by the way.
Oh!
Just tie that in.
That is so cool. I love when that happens. We were in this Battle of the Bands, judged by like our teachers, and we ended up winning the competition, which was pretty funny because we were terrible. But I guess all the other bands were pretty terrible too. And anyway, we encored with Stonehenge. We actually took the time to learn it.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it was awesome. It was probably one of the best shows that I ever played, was playing Stonehenge.
Did you have people in the audience prancing around the same way when Spinal Tap would play it? They'd have,
the tiny people.
Small people, like on stage, yeah.
I wish we had the foresight or the money to put together, like a tiny a triptych, but we just couldn't make it happen. We were in high school, after all. I must digress, and at the top of the hour, I was supposed to say that you are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. All right, we've checked that box. From one band to another, one fictional band to another, rose out of the awesome Homestar Runner.
Oh.
Of which, are you not a fan of Homestar Runner?
I've never liked Homestar Runner, and I especially don't like Strong Bad. However, I can appreciate the cultural influence that that Homestar Runner has had on internet culture, like early days internet meme culture and everything else. So.
Absolutely, yeah, very very pioneering. I still wear my Trogdor hoodie.
I do like Trogdor.
Yeah, Trogdor is awesome.
I do love Trogdor, Burninator.
Yes, and one thing that we are going to play is this fictional band. They had a few fictional bands kind of in there, but this is a favorite off of the Strong Bad Sing CD. The hair metal band Limousine with Because It's Midnight on CITR 101.9.
stained glass. Mix them together. Sweet city sweat. Vampire love. Crimson flows down from the wings of a dove. Floating over the pavement. Guitars take flight. Wearing my tightest pants because it's midnight. Heart of a lion and the wings of a bat. Me, I got the heart of a lion and the wings of a bat.
Getting some metal there. Death Clock, Thunder Horse, another amazing fictional band on our fictional bands mixtape on Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. That'll wake up all the students this morning.
I know, I feel a little perked up now too. I didn't even have any caffeine, so that helped.
Yeah. I had kind of a black coffee from McDonald's, which was pretty brave.
Do you like your coffee the way you like your metal?
Black. Before that, we had Limousine with Because It's Midnight. And it's just so awesome. Gonna just sort of flog our new social media stuff.
Instagram.
So we've got an Instagram account, Mick and Mac Tapes, and we have an email as well, Mick and Mac Mixtapes at gmail.com.
It's Mick Mac Mixtapes.
Mick Mac Mixtapes at gmail.com.
And search for the same thing in Instagram as well. Either one.
Either one, yeah. And yeah, like you can use either platform to, you know, give us fan mail, suggest.
Fan mail.
Fan mail.
Ooh.
And, you know, constructive criticism. Just be gentle, though. We're pretty fragile souls.
Also love, like, some suggestions of, like, playlists that you'd love to see. The wilder, the weirder, the better. And also let us know what fictional bands we maybe have missed today that you would put on your mixtape, your fictional band mixtape.
Exactly, yeah. So, like, yeah, we're an open book. So, like, if you've got a weird, hilarious idea for a mixtape, we're going to try and make it happen. You know, we will totally do it. And we're not just saying that. We'll make it happen for all three or four of our listeners out there.
Now, movies and fictional bands and things like that don't get much wilder and weirder than well, not just movies, but the graphic novel series of Scott Pilgrim.
A big, huge favorite of mine and a lot of our friends, too.
Yeah, a lot of people love it. And, of course, everyone knows the band in Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Sex Ba-Bomb.
We've pretty much my personal band that I'm playing in right now with my girlfriend Jen and your boyfriend Eric. We're called Plus Guests. We pretty much modeled ourselves after Sex Ba-Bomb.
And you've done well.
We've done very well. We've done very well. So let's kick it with some Sex Ba-Bomb.
Thank you.
The Amazing Cub with Who the Hell Do You Think You Are from a tribute to Hardcore Logo, the film Hardcore Logo.
Exactly.
And Bruce McDonald.
And Cub obviously isn't a fictional band, but Hardcore Logo is.
Yeah.
And there was never officially a soundtrack to the movie Hardcore Logo. So what came out the same year was a tribute to Hardcore Logo with a whole bunch of Canadian bands paying tribute. And so you have things like the Headstones on there and Odds and 5440 and, of course, Cub on there as well.
That was awesome. Like, I'm a pretty big Cub fan, but I haven't heard that song.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not a Cub song.
Yeah, it's not a Cub song. That was incredible. That was really awesome.
Yeah.
We're running up against another break here, but when we come back, we're gonna
get a little poppy.
Yeah, we're gonna go. Yeah, we've you know, covered the metal, covered the punk. We've gotten pretty over caffeinated, so we're gonna go down the pop rabbit hole here. Listening to Mixtapes on CITR 101.9.
Typhoon lead singer Kyle Morton just released his debut solo album, What Will Destroy You, and he'll be going on his first solo tour this January. Sets will feature songs from WWDY, Typhoon fan favorites, and selections from Typhoon's forthcoming album. Tickets are on sale now for his appearance at the Rickshaw January 9th.
Some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Sports. Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
From Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
You don't
the Wonders or the One Eaters with That Thing You Do. An insanely perfect pop song.
It's, yeah. And it's so interesting how it has enough of the 60s throwback, but it's so undeniably 90s at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love the movie. We were just talking about it while you were playing. Well, how much do you hate the movie, but...
Well, and I also hate the movie due to association of when I'd be watching the movie. So the movie would be happening when I'd be, you know, I was working at a rental store, movie rental store, and it would be on in the background. So hearing that song 10 times over and over again repeated is my experience of that movie rather than actually, you know, I watched it, obviously, but I was old, like 12 when I watched it, so...
Yeah, no, I could see that, like getting back when video rental stores existed. Remember that, kids?
That being said, I'm down with any movie with Ethan Embry in it.
Cool. What shall we throw down next?
Well, there's so many things that we have on our list, and we're only limited to so much time.
It's only an hour.
So there's tons of things we have on here. Like we have the Weird Sisters from Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Things like Tia Carrere singing Ballroom Blitz in Wayne's World.
We'll spare everybody Crucial Taunt for today.
Exactly, right. There's a great movie called Brothers of the Head, where it's conjoined twins that are in a punk rock band together. The band is called The Bang Bang. That's a great movie worth checking out. I mean, there's things like The Archies. There's Stillwater from Almost Famous. There's the Dewey Cox Story. John C. Reilly doing Dewey Cox, his parody of Johnny Cash.
Right.
And who can, of course, forget Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem? But as we're winding up to the end here, I'd really, you know, I think it's important that we focus on, and not to mention things like Eddie and the Cruisers and, you know, stuff like, and The Commitments and things like that. There's so much. But as we're winding up to the end, there's a couple of things I'm hoping that we can play. So we're going to play one and then come back and chat with you for a minute and then play you our last song of the day. So here we are. We're going to be playing a cover of Brian Eno, Babies on Fire by The Venus in Furs, a fictional band from the movie Velvet Goldmine.
Hit it.
Baby's on fire. I better throw her in the water. Look, it's alive. Like a heifer to the slaughter. Baby's on fire, and all the laughing boys are bitching, waiting for photos. Oh, the plot is so bewitching. Rescuers, row, row, do your best to change the subject. Blow the wind, blow, blow. Lend some assistance to the object. Photographer's snip, snap. Take your time, she's only burning. This kind of experience is necessary for her learning. If you'll be my flotsam, I could be half the man I used to. They said you were hot stuff, and that's what baby's been reduced to. We'll be right back.
Venus and Furs, Babies on Fire, Velvet Goldmine.
Now, what's interesting about that movie is a couple of things. One, the fact that they had two fictional bands, the Wild Rats and Venus and Furs, doing covers of songs by Roxy Music and Brian Eno and, you know, things like that, and the Stooges. And then, to flip it over, then they had actual bands doing covers of fake songs that they wrote for the movie to sound like David Bowie songs, because they couldn't get the rights to any David Bowie music because David Bowie did not want this fictional movie about his life to come out and have his name attached to it.
Yeah.
But it actually made the movie a bit better, I think, which maybe was intended on his part. Who knows? But
The
movie is absolutely amazing. And to kind of end off on a similar note here, we're going to play one more song that also plays into the whole like glam rock kind of vibe, but also a really important, I think, movie and song, well, not even movie, perform like play and movie and song, especially for nowadays talking about sexuality and gender roles and things like that.
Exactly. Very important. And a very awesome just show and a very awesome soundtrack as well. Just to begin with.
Yeah. I know for myself personally, like watching it at a very young age, it just kind of really inspired a lot in me. So
I definitely remember watching it when I was maybe 13 or 14. I believe that's the right time frame. But it was an eye-opening experience.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome, and it definitely gave me a lot to think about.
So we're going to end off, I think, now with one more song.
With one more song. And then after this show, I believe will be The Real World. A nice trip, an hour-long adventure through the world of film. Haven't seen Dora in here yet, but it'll either be The Real World or it'll be lots more great music on CITR 101.9. Matt MacArthur.
This is Drew McDonald, and this is The Origin of Love by Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Great balls of fire. in my eyes, but I could swear by your expression that the pain down in your soul